Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for September 8th. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And at this time, we have all participants on the line. I do want to remind participants to please leave your phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family, friends, and visitors. Before I start off, I would like to thank the music ministry. Very powerful leading up to now. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for blessing me that I'm able to be here, that you have brought me through this day. I thank you for the blessings of this day, to be able to rise to a brand new day, to make it through this far. Thanking you for the blessings of this day, of food, clothing, and shelter, of a reasonable portion of health. I do not take it for granted, O Lord, for I realize it is so many, O Lord, that are without the basic needs of the care of the survival today, of shelter, of clothing, of food. And I just say thank you for your blessing me. I pray that you will continually to bless First Baptist ministries and their helping people. Thanking you for each and every one that is on the line tonight. Bless those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your blessings upon us all. Praying for Reverend Tucker, then his safety and well-being. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you have blessed us with and kept us from. Praying, O Lord, for the people in this world who are in need, especially the people in Haiti, the people in Afghanistan. Bless them all and keep them all and help us to help them, O Lord. I give you all praise and all honor, and I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Cassandra Joy Anderson.
I will be reading Psalms 126. That's the 126th Psalm, the New Living Translation. Again, Psalm 126, the New Living Translation. When the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter, and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. May the Lord add a blessing to the listeners and the reader of this of his word.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Leroy Bagley, Sr.
Good evening to my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is such an honor and great privilege to be able to come and to worship with you one more time. But before I do anything, I want to take the opportunity to thank some very important people who helped me week in and week out to help put this kind of program together. I'd like to firstly thank Sister Naomi Rembrandt, Sister Jean Tolliver, Sister Darlene Williams, Sister Cynthia Tinsley, Sister Sharon Booker, and Deacon Reginald Hartman. Thank each of you for your kind generosity and your help for help keeping this program to be successful week in and week out. And we can't let you know that we just love you dearly for the work that you have done, not only for First Baptist Church with our prayer service program, but the other programs that you do throughout your life in First Baptist Church. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come humbly bound before that throne of grace, realizing and recognizing, Master, that we can do nothing in and of ourselves. We ask you, Lord God, that you will continue to watch over us, keep us, and bless us for what you see each one of us stand in need of. We don't know what tomorrow holds for us, Lord God, but we do recognize who holds tomorrow. And you told us that if we ask, you will receive what you're asking for. And we come asking tonight, Lord, to bless each one of the members of First Baptist Church down through the years who have given their life, their service, and their finance that First Baptist Church might continue to go forward and do what God has called us to do, and that is to be a witness wherever we might go, that people might realize that God is the way, the truth, and the life, and be able to watch over us, care for us, and guide us in times of trouble. We ask you, Lord God, that you will continue to fortify us for this journey, that each Wednesday night we might be able to put a program like this on, that our membership might be blessed, and that they might continue to recognize that it is you that has made each one of us, and not we ourselves. So we ask you, Lord God, that you will bless us, and we just want to thank our pastor for the generosity that he has given each of us for a program such as this, that we might be able to keep First Baptist live and in spirit, to let them know that we have not forgotten about them, nor have we got to the point where we want them to be able to be all by themselves. So we want you, Lord God, to recognize that these people that has been with us for these kind of programs has done a marvelous job, and I just want to take the opportunity once again to say thank you to each one of us. It's in your name we do pray, with the forgiveness of all of our sins, and each of our souls do say, amen.
All right, this is your time to take it to the Lord in prayer. We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Good afternoon, First Baptist family, friends, and members. I just want to say my prayer is about love tonight, because in this world right now, we need a lot more love than we get. All God really wants us to do is just love each other. That sounds simple and easy just to do, but all this killing and stabbing and people hurting each other, there's no love nowhere. You know what I mean? Not saying people not loving, but people not loving like they should. So let's look to the Father. Let's pray. Father God, I just want to thank you, first of all, for waking all of us up this morning and letting us see a brand new day that we never saw before. Because that joy does come in the morning when we wake up and see another day. And God, I'm just asking you and praying to you, God, please let everybody live in love. Because when we love something, God, we don't hurt anything that we love. You know, and I just want to, you know, the people in the world to understand love. It's okay to love. It's not being weak or soft or anything. It's just giving love as God said we should and love each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, which is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for tonight, Sister Dana Anderson, who is the coordinator of First Baptist Church College Students Preparation.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
You look so much better when you're
yeah.
September. Come on. I almost gave up. But that Holy Ghost power, y'all. Came down from heaven. Hardship, difficulty. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still
I smile.
Hallelujah.
You know I do look up when you look down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You gotta have something, have sin. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Amen. Amen. Good evening. First, giving honor to God, to our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, to the offices of First Baptist Church, our members and visitors, and to my family and friends. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you this evening. I hope our time together will be a blessing to you. During the early summer of 2020, I received an invitation to a wedding, a destination wedding at that, and I agreed to attend. Even though I had not received my vaccination until March of this year, I somehow thought that things were going to be okay, and surely by October of this year, it would be safe to travel. Well, with the availability of the vaccine and even the booster shots, some things have improved. Folks are returning to the workspace, restaurants are opening, and some people are traveling. But I'm still precautious. I only go out just often enough so I can get out of the house, and then I don't go far and definitely limit the number of people I'm around. Now, we know that God speaks to us through his word, through actions, and through his people. Did someone who is very close to me and will always have a special place in my heart, when I talk to her about traveling, suggest I look at the State Department's website for their international travel advisory? Did I mention this destination wedding is scheduled to take place in Barbados? So I checked the site, and the State Department only uses four levels when rating their advice on foreign travel. Exercise normal precautions, exercise increased caution, reconsider travel, and do not travel. Their rating for Barbados was reconsider travel. When I thought about what I would share this evening, the phrase reconsider travel continually came to my mind. For over 18 months, we have adjusted the best way we could, trying to make sense out of the pandemic. We've experienced emotions that ranged from fear to anger to confusion to paranoia. We have been physically distant,
yet we did our best to try and remain spiritually and emotionally connected. Some of us have succeeded better than others. But I don't want to dwell too much on the past. Rather, I want to look ahead. The season is changing, and with it, so should our mindset. Yes, we've suffered mandatory quarantines. Some families had to really test their love for one another, being stuck indoors, in the house, all day and all night. Talk about a true test of love. We've suffered family stresses. We've suffered the transitioning of loved ones compounded by our inability to not exercise our homegoing traditions. And if that weren't enough, we watched the devil that we knew existed only peek its ugly head up and out and totally expose itself by means of hate crimes and insurrections. But despite any of the concerns that we know when a hearing over the virus variants and such, I dialed in tonight to share my belief that we are still on our way to overcoming. No, life will never be as it was before the pandemic, but I refuse to give up and say it will never get better. Why? Because I have faith. Faith. We know what faith is. Faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to. The God I serve tells me, in the words of Paul, when he speaks of pressing toward the goal in Philippians 3, I will come to a familiar verse, but I want to start at verse 10 for connotation. The New Living Translation reads, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I bet if we stopped to think about it, we could name positive things that have come out of this pandemic. And if you're having trouble getting started, just stop and realize you're listening to this call right now. There came a time when I realized that focusing on the negative aspects of the pandemic was just not a healthy thing to do. So I started counting my blessings. The first blessing that came to my mind was the fact that my employment allowed me to shift to a remote style of working with very little hiccups. A good number of people were not as fortunate, so I thank God for that. Then, as I continued to reflect, a blessing that became more and more clear to me was that I had not realized the amount of stress commuting to work added to my life, to my mind and body. People talk about traffic jams and backups and the like, but public transportation commuting comes with its own definitions of stress. Then there was the money I saved that I didn't spend on transportation. Perhaps over this time you have learned new things about yourself. Perhaps you have learned how strong you really are. Perhaps you've learned your limits. Perhaps you've learned your deep fear, your capacities. And maybe you experienced God in a different way or had an experience of his mercy that restored your faith and that has expanded your capacity for hope or love. Now, that's a blessing. Psalm 126 speaks of restoration and the Hebrews' gratitude to God for the restorations. They said, it was just as they dreamed it would be. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. My brothers and my sisters, I encourage us to shift our minds and reinvent ourselves, to thank God that he has brought us through and thank God for what he will bring us to. Begin rejoicing now because he has a plan for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, what does he declare? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, will the journey have obstacles? Probably, but still we rejoice. Will there be challenges? Probably. Will the road lead us to opportunities to be who he wants us to be? Oh, most definitely. Let's go back to the 5th and 6th verse. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Yes, we should really reconsider our walk, our travels. Instead of staying where you are and being reactionary, think about reinventing yourself. How do I start, you ask? I'm so glad you did. First, think about the economic and societal strife our ancestors bore. Then go to Hebrews 12 and just immortalize the first three verses for yourself. It reads, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let us look at the new season with a renewed awareness and appreciation for one another, for our lives, and for what good we can do for each other, our families, our children, and our future. In Psalm 126, the song is clear that God's grace is at work during that whole process of restoration. But notice that it's not God who's carrying the seeds and plants them. It's his people who are doing the work. For restoration to come to fruition, we have to do something. We must bear the seed for sowing. And it must start by planting the right seeds in our mind. The season is changing. and so should our mindset. I invite you to declare this new season a season of hope, love, appreciation, and new beginnings. Think on reconsidering your walk and reinventing yourself by reprogramming your thoughts. When you feel yourself in moments of despair, just stop. Stop and say thank you. And if you can't follow it with a for what, you know, we like to say thank you, Lord, for this, and it's okay. Just keep saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And while you're thanking him, think on this. God places a rainbow behind every cloud. So don't grieve over the cloud. Rejoice and be grateful for the rainbow, even if you can't see it. Amen.
Amen. The mics will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that you can offer your acknowledgement of our speaker for this evening.
God bless you, Dana. That was a blessing. That was a wonderful message. I love you. God bless you, Dana.
God bless you. Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you. So clear. Beautiful.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We surely thank God for another blessed experience this evening. This prayer experience has been so wonderful. We want to express our deep appreciation to Sister Dana Anderson for that message that was inspiring and challenging. And certainly we are grateful to God for what he has done in her and in her life. We certainly want to express our deep appreciation also for all of the persons who served tonight and participated in this prayer experience. Your growth and your evidence of drawing nigh unto the Lord is so inspiring and inspirational to us all. And we thank God for each one of you who participated and share. And certainly, we're grateful for everyone that's on this line. You are special, and we thank God that you gather here, and it's so wonderful to know that he is with us and that you understand how important it is to pray, and that you love God enough to gather in this fashion, even in this fashion, and call upon his holy and divine name. We thank God for each one of you. Let me encourage you now to make sure that you take care of yourselves in this time of challenge that we are still in. Over this long period of time, this pandemic that has impacted our lives, what you can do is just get your vaccination. Do that. Wear your mask and stay your distance, and we'll be able to get through this. It's going to be long, and it's going to be a while yet before we are yet comfortable. But you know that God is able to take care of us because he has already blessed and brought us to this moment. We invite you and encourage you to attend our church worship experience on Sunday. It is Youth Sunday. And we want you to encourage our young people to gather. I know it's a little challenge to do that, but encourage our young people to gather and worship the Lord. The Reverend Renee Few will be our preacher for this coming Sunday. Let us remember our sick and shut-in members. Sister Marie Vance wants you to put Brother Davenport on prayer. It's a friend of hers. And let us pray for him and put him on your prayer list. Let us pray for everybody that is on our sick and shut-in list, and offer kindnesses and show them that you love them. We're going to open now up our lines for 20 seconds for prayer requests. The lines will be open 20 seconds for prayer requests. God, our Father, we come just now asking that you would give us power and strength to overcome the wiles of Satan. We ask, O God, that you would fight that demon that seems to try to block us out, that we can't get our requests through to you. But we know, God, that you are near, and we know, God, that you still hear. And so, Master, we ask that you would hear now the cries of your people. You know what's in their hearts. You know what's in their minds. You know what troubles their spirits. You know the joy that's in them, and you know the challenges that they have. And so, God, we ask that you would hear and answer their prayers. Families need help, O God. Individuals need support, O God. Abide with them, O God. Sickness prevail, Master, and healing is needed. Have mercy, O God, because we need you each and every day. We need you in our nation, O God. Provide, Master, what you know we stand in need of. We pray for our city. We pray, O God, for our community. We pray, O God, for our church and all that is needed for its health and well-being. Then, O God, we ask special blessings upon our families and our homes. You know, O God, the challenges that we have in them. Have mercy, O God, that we might have the right relationship with one another, that we might be able to walk in peace and in joy and in special hope. And then, O God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance from the pit of sin and giving us the hope of eternal life. We thank you, O God, for a reasonable portion of health. We thank you, O God, for bringing us to this moment that we might be able to call upon your holy and divine name. And, O God, grant each of us the promise and the joy of hope and sustained deliverance. Be with us, O God. We thank you, O God, for your keeping grace and the promise that is within our spirits. Help us, O God, to continue to forget those things which are behind and press on to the mark of the high calling that we might be able to reach the spot in our destiny that you have for each one of us. We rejoice because you are so good and so merciful. You deliver us and keep us and sustain us. And, oh, God, we want to just say thank you and rejoice in your holy and divine name. Keep us that we may continue to be what you want us to be. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.